Para-X Radio, your source for everything paranormal and beyond.
The views and opinions expressed by the host and its guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X Radio Network, its affiliates, its sponsors, or Paranormal Universal Press, LLC. Paranormal Encounters podcast series is educational, entertaining, and intriguing. Be careful what you wish for.
Careful what you wish for. Ever get that feeling that something might be hanging around?
Good day, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. The producer and host of this series is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. She will be joining you shortly. Before we meet Dr. Schutz, let me give you some background about her. She is a published author and academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast, who holds 4 advanced degrees in the area of higher education and applied communications, with a secondary interest in parapsychology and life-after-death issues. Dr. Schutz travels to haunted locations all over the United States and Europe, seeking out situations to investigate. A sensitive intuitive, Dr. Schutz has had numerous experiences with the paranormal since the age of 9, with her most frightening and recent experience being an oval-shaped floor-length mirror cycling around in front of her in a haunted room she had stayed in. She has photographed apparitions in a screened window, been kicked up into the air, been sat on, choked, put into a trance, attacked, and continuously sought out by the unknown who want to share a message with her. From her personal experiences and in interviewing others, she has written nearly 100 illustrated stories in her book series entitled Paranormal Encounters. The Paranormal Encounters podcast series will initiate with Dr. Schutz first discussing a variety of interesting topics, as well as her personal experiences that will evolve into other segments for your interest, enjoyment, and education. Each podcast episode will be approximately 45 minutes long. Dr. Schutz welcomes your questions and comments. How to contact her or ways to order her books will be mentioned at the end of this podcast.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Hello, everyone, and how has your week been going? My name is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz, your producer and host of Paranormal Encounters podcast series, as published by Paranormal Universal Press, LLC. Now also heard every Thursday evening from 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 o'clock midnight on the Para-X Radio Network. That's www.para-x.com, your source for everything paranormal. Should you miss or want to download one of my shows, you can do so in one of two ways. First, if you're listening to my show on the Para-X Radio Network, you can go to the show archives link located at the top of the page, click on it, select the Paranormal Encounters podcast series link, and this will take you directly into Podomatic, my webpage, where all of my episodes are stored. All you need to do is look on the right-hand side. You will see a Podomatic button. Click on it. Subscribe. Doing so is free. The format of my shows usually vary. I usually start out by discussing a topic of interest, share a few stories, I should say share a few true stories, have an occasional interview with a special guest, and of course, humor you with my wildly popular show, Maynard and Mildred. In the future, I hope to launch a segment called Ghoulish Chatterbox. I'm always thinking, aren't I? Always thinking out of the box. Stay tuned. And for those of you who like to read books, let me give you a shout out that I have 7 books on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. I have experienced nearly 100 different paranormal situations over the past 40-some years, all written about in my books and beautifully illustrated. On Amazon, just type in Paranormal Encounters into the search bar, look on the first few pages, and you will see my book covers. And if you want to look at their descriptions, go to my website at www.paranormaluniversalpress.com. So, let's get started. Here is what is on the agenda for this episode. In segment 1, Paranormal Topics, the topic for this week will be Omens and Coincidences. Segment 2, Beyond the Grave. A voice talent will share a story about a woman whose intervention with a higher source was merely no coincidence. Segment 3, Ghosts in the News. A voice talent will report an interesting news story about a ghostly encounter, too coincidental to pass off as a hallucination. Segment 4, a very popular segment called Maynard and Mildred. This comedic show will enlighten your day by putting a smile on your face as Maynard continues to be picked on by Mildred, his ghost friend. And segment 5, a segment called Life Beyond Death, as narrated by a voice talent, will share yet another story about a young man who believed his coincidence was no doubt an omen. Stay tuned. If you would like to be a guest on my show or share a story, please reach out to me at krschutz1@yahoo.com. That's krschutz1@yahoo.com.
My name is Greg Bakken. I'm a writer, a producer, and a paranormal investigator. My favorite way of communicating with spirits is through using the spirit box, also known as a ghost box. I invite you to listen to me every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Central for interviews with people in the paranormal community and beyond. Plus, I will also include as much of my spirit box evidence as I can during my show.
My name is Greg. Can you say Greg? Can you say Jeff?
Right. Jeff.
Join me every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Central Time for Minnesota Ghost Box, only on Para-X Radio.
This segment is called Paranormal Topics. The topic for discussion will be Omens and Coincidences. This is the educational portion of the podcast. According to research, the word omen is often described to be a phenomena that is believed to foretell the future, often signifying the anticipation of a change. Reports from people in ancient times believed that omens lie in a divine message given to them directly from the gods. Since the beginning of time, omens have included natural phenomena, such as an eclipse, abnormal birth of animals and humans, and behavior of the sacrificial lamb on its way to slaughter. The word omen signifies to many as either good or bad. Omens, often mysterious, generally come without any prior request or warning and catch us by surprise. In order for most of us to know whether we have encountered an omen, one has to be familiar with their natural environment to know if what is experienced is a common event or something bordering on the impossible. Natural events are generally focused on more than anything else because we have the ability to decipher whether or not a natural event appears typical. Omens can also be referred to as signs. Signs can come to us in a variety of ways, such as dreams, symbols, repeated numbers, animal insect events, such as butterflies showing up in unusual conditions, finding coins, seeing black cats, fearing broken mirrors, and steering clear of walking under ladders. Environmental clues, such as falling stars, eclipses, rough weather, and even rainbows, often signal to us that something is about to occur. Although nature is ever-changing and is always vibrating an endless variety of messages to us, what becomes most challenging is our ability to receive these messages or even understand them as they are presented to us. Animals have always been an exceptional warning mechanism when it comes to predicting unforeseen weather or environmental events. For example, elephants have been known, without warning, to run up a mountain on a clear, blue, sunny day. This is not a very natural event. However, moments after this occurs, an earthquake or a tsunami might hit. Another situation, birds in flocks may chatter uncontrollably to warn us of danger. Dogs and cats might go and hide under beds or somewhere in our homes as loud thunderstorms are approaching. But are these indicators, or are they an omen? Or are each of these events and situations simply a natural occurrence? From a historical standpoint, these incidents are viewed as indicators of something foretelling the future. And in most animal involvement cases, due to their behavior, signals to us that something of danger is about to happen. However, what about from a human viewpoint? How do we know if what we have received is a sign or encountered an omen that is about to foretell us the future? According to research, if you are experiencing a valid sign, this generally indicates that something of importance will come to you. This may be a happy or negative event. When you receive a sign, especially around something important to you, the feeling you might have is often powerful. Again, that feeling might be happy or possibly a sensation of doom. Sometimes the sign gains your attention, stimulates your imagination, or creates a significant emotional response within you. Let me give you an example. You tell me if you think this situation is a omen, sign, or a coincidence. You leave your job because you cannot stand working with your boss or some of your coworkers anymore. You feel a little hopeless, depressed, not knowing what the future holds for yourself. You haven't really been looking very much at finding other jobs. But out of the blue, just as you depart your job, you get a hunch to look up some employment opportunities and discover that a position that's right up your alley is being advertised very close or nearby you. Rarely have you ever seen positions that you have been qualified for show up in your immediate area, and especially as you depart a position. You take this opportunity as a sign and apply for the job. You question the timing of seeing this opportunity posted. After all, jobs just do not come out of nowhere. Your attitude improves and you feel hopeful that you will receive a call for an interview. In this particular situation, you do receive the call, you do interview, and you get the job. So is that an omen? Is that a sign? Or is that a coincidence? If it were an omen and meant to be, the future is foretold to you by this unexpected event that came out of nowhere, and your positive thinking coupled with it may have made this a suitable opportunity for you. When our awareness is tapped into by the universe, it affects our healing, our growth, and our conscious evolution. Life takes on a deeper meaning. Not all omens are positive, though. Let's take our dreams, for example. In ancient times, dreams would often be viewed as predictors of events yet to come. Not always, but in some of our dreams, we might be unconsciously forewarned of events that are coming. One night, and one might argue after an evening, that you wake up and you start feeling a little doomed about, let's go back to your job, for an example. You get this feeling in your gut that something just isn't about right, but you ignore it and discount it because oftentimes you feel it's just part of your imagination. One might also argue that some of our dreams equate to something that we either ate, such as mushrooms, or tap into our deeper anxieties of something that's troubling us. So, in the end, let's say you lose your job, did our dream forewarn us, or was this just a situation that was ultimately going to come our way? Now let's compare omens to coincidences. According to research, a broad definition of a coincidence is a situation in which two events happen at the same time in a way that is not planned or expected. The main idea behind a coincidence is that two things or two events happen simultaneously. Let's go back to the example of omens where someone again loses their job. You have heard of the phrase, "For every door that closes, one opens." If the timing is rather simultaneous, that person losing or leaving his job is met with a very odd coincidence of another job appearing very soon after his or her departure. You hear people say all the time, "What a coincidence that you are here," or "What a coincidence that this job would become available at the point of your leaving your other one." Or "How strange that that house that you wanted came onto the market just a few days after you put yours up for sale." How are coincidences different from omens? Usually it involves two events. Even though omens are generally unforeseen, they often lead to one outcome, good or bad. Coincidences involve two events that occur alongside of another. Now they can be good or bad. But the whole idea is that, once again, if one door closes, you hope the other door will open. That is a coincidence. For an omen, if one door closes and you don't see it coming, that is potentially an omen. Here's another example. Someone has no idea they're about to lose their job, and just before or right after this event, he or she wins or comes into a sum of money to help pay for bills for the upcoming month. Now this person doesn't realize when they win this money or get this money that some event is yet to come. Is it a sign? Is it a coincidence? I think in this case it's more of an omen or a sign than a coincidence, because this does not necessarily happen immediately. So one other thing I'd like to share with you is I'm rather tuned into some of the events that occur in my life. Here is one that I always find interesting, and I always lift my eyebrow to, by the way, when this happens. So on occasion I like to go and relax and head to a casino and sit there and hit the button for a few hours. In this particular day and age, though, judging from how much money you lose, let's just say you sit at a machine for a few minutes. But anyway, I have noticed over the past few years that when I go, I sit, I play, I sit and think about just nothing, that if I win a good sum of money, which sometimes is you know, beyond what most people win at a casino, I begin to think about, why did I win this money? And the reason why I say that is because 9 out of 10 times it has been my experience in the past that when I win money at a casino, there is something that is going to happen where I'm going to need this money. And so anyway, I start thinking, this is a fluke or this is a coincidence, but I've noticed it quite often. So sometimes when I'm in a casino and I'm winning some money, I frown a little bit, and I know that sounds weird to you, but I frown a little bit because it seems like inevitably right after that happens, I get a flat tire, I need a new tire, something happens with my car, I need to change something on there, something happens at home. I mean, I'll give you a really good one that happened a few months ago. I had come into some money, and our furnace died, of course. And, of course, you might say, oh, that was just timing, and that was just a fluke. That's just a coincidence that it died around the same time you won that money. Well, I didn't necessarily have the funds on hand, but I will tell you this. It sure did come in handy when that furnace died. So take a moment and sit back in quiet and roll some events through your mind. And ask yourself, were they omens, signs, coincidences? Did you choose to ignore them? Did you take note of them? Did you try not to get overly paranoid, thinking something was going to come out from it? Ask yourself this question. What meaning am I to gain from this moment? Is there a lesson to be learned from this event? Think about that as we move into our next segment. Here ends the segment. Stay tuned. Let's take a break. When we return, we will move into segment 2, otherwise known as Beyond the Grave. In this segment, a voice talent will share a story about a woman whose intervention with a higher source was merely no coincidence. Stay tuned.
I'm going back to the paranormal view, back where I belong.
Please, please, take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs and all kinds of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No!
Well, that's your misfortune.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear. Line.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
That's the Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, Kat Kloko, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
There is no doubt in my mind that what I had experienced that day was of no coincidence. Every day is routine for me. I get up, wash my face, put on my jogging outfit, and head out the door for my half-hour run. I love to jog around my neighborhood to spy on my neighbors. As I run past Mrs. Wodrowski's home, she has decided it is time to plant some flowers in the front of her house. I gave her the usual wave and thumbs up. 2 blocks later, I see Mr. Krause is washing the outside windows of his shed. Apparently, the years of dirt have caught up with them. And a mile down the road, I see Mr. Kramer sitting on his lawn chair as usual, smoking a cigar as he watches the world pass by. However, what occurred next cannot be explained. As I was near my half-mile mark, out of nowhere, this huge dog came running right at me from behind a blue house. I had never seen this dog before, and it didn't look like a friendly dog either. It approached me and began barking. Bark, bark, bark. I just stood there, frozen in my tracks. I said, nice puppy? Nice puppy? Come on, stop that. I tried to show no fear, but my approach wasn't working. It then started to bite at my ankles. Of course, I jumped back with every snap. Back off, puppy! Go away! I said, louder. Just as I felt the dog would chew me apart, from around the corner of that house comes this little old man, fragile-looking, walking with a limp, using a cane. He looked to be about mid-80s, a little worn. With his each and every step, he appeared sick enough to fall over. Sir, stand back! Not one more step! This is a mean dog and out of control! The man kept walking toward me, one limp at a time. I had never seen this man before. I had no idea who he was or where he came from. He screams out, King, sit! All I could do was glare at him and hold my arms up near my chest. The dog looked at him but continued barking. King, I said sit! Is this your dog? I asked. The man looked at me and said, No, just forget about it, he said gruffly. This never happened. As I stood there confused, the man and the dog turn and start walking away. Thank you, I scream out. No response. I really mean it. Thank you. As they turn the corner and go around the side of the blue house, I decided it was time to cut my run short and go back home. When I returned home, I attempted to look up the owner who lived at this blue house, where the man and the dog appeared to have lived. Apparently, the home had been vacant for nearly a year. In furthering my research, it appears an elderly man had lived there by the name of Jack. And King? In speaking to a neighbor of that blue house, King was Jack's dog, who passed away 1 year before Jack. Coincidence or a ghostly divine intervention?
Let's take a break. When we return, we will move into segment 3 of the podcast known as Ghosts in the News. This segment will be reported by a voice talent who will share with us an interesting ghost sighting witnessed by everyday people around the globe. Stay tuned.
Welcome, everyone, to segment 3 called Ghosts in the News. What ghostly ghouls are lurking in your area? This report brings us to Elmwood, Nebraska, to the Museum of Shadows, where things do go bump in the night and sometimes crawl across the floor. From creepy dolls to a shrunken head, walking through the Museum of Shadows will not only make your skin crawl, but will make you think twice about the 250 artifacts as you make your way through each of the rooms. Each artifact accepted into the museum not only has its own haunted tale, but has its own energy. So, be careful. Wear an amulet and be careful what you touch. In fact, don't touch. The couple, who runs the museum, states many of the objects have energies, with two of the most noticed being a World War II helmet that has a soldier visit the museum, and the other, a doll by the name of Lulu, who is tied to a wall, gets loose, and is found having crawled across the floor. Feel like taking a little risk? Consider paying a visit. And that is our ghostly moment in the news.
Let's take a break. When we return, we will move into segment 4, entitled Maynard and Mildred. Stay tuned.
Hello, Maynard. What's the matter? Haven't seen a ghost today? Maynard, science can't explain everything. Maynard, just because you can't see me doesn't mean I'm not here.
Oh boy, I can hardly wait to see all of the big dinosaurs and saber-toothed tigers at the museum. My most favorite is the T-Rex.
Hello, Maynard.
Holy crap, Mildred, what are you doing here? I can't have you with me at the museum. Your track record of tagging along spells trouble. T-R-U-B-L-E. Trouble.
I think you need a spelling lesson, Maynard. No problem. I'll just follow you and keep my hands to myself, Maynard. I think we need to head up those stairs to get into the museum. Oh, looks like a very long way.
Why are there so many stairs to climb up to get to the museum? Boy, this better be worth it.
Maynard, stop being a wussy and get up here. The ticket lady is about to go to lunch. We don't have all day. I'm not even out of breath.
Made it. Yes, ma'am. Oh, how many tickets? I would like 2 tickets, please. 1 for me and 1 for my friend Mildred. What do you mean, where is Mildred? Oh, wait! I mean, what am I saying? I only need 1 ticket.
Oh, brother. Hurry up, Maynard. Let's start in this really big room.
Wow! Look at the size of these dinosaurs. Their skeletons sure are huge. I wonder how old this one is.
And look how long its teeth are, Maynard. Ooh!
Mildred, I bet a dentist would have made a fortune fixing its teeth. Its teeth look great. Must not have eaten much sugar.
Uh-oh! Maynard, look! A little girl's balloon is floating toward the head of the dinosaur. Why don't you climb up its tail and retrieve it for her?
Are you kidding me? I'm not going to climb up that long tail and risk being arrested to get a runaway balloon. Not to mention if my parents find out, I'll be grounded for a month.
I sure hope so. I mean, I have your back, Maynard. Go get it.
What did you say, Mildred?
Nothing. I'm just going to stand here and keep watch. Go ahead.
Well, I guess I could be a hero if I can get it back for her. And she is kind of cute. Okay, here I go.
How insulting. I thought I was your flame.
Oh boy, these vertebrae sure are bumpy. Ouch, ouch. Careful, just a little bit. Ouch, just a little bit further.
You're almost there, Maynard. Keep going. Uh-oh. Maynard, the dinosaur is starting to fall apart.
Nonsense. This dinosaur is built strong. It sure is wobbly. Oh, I'm falling.
What a pity. He was so close, too.
Oh, I got the balloon. Oh.
Look out, there's the balloon at! Whew! Maynard, I think I'm going to take off. I hope you're able to extract yourself from the pile of bones. I'm impressed that you're able to hang on to the balloon while the entire dinosaur crashed to the ground. I'm sure the little girl will be very appreciative that you retrieved the balloon for her. I hope the security guards don't arrest you. By the way, where is the little girl? Maybe next time we can participate in the hot dog eating contest at the park on the 4th of July. Okay, Maynard?
Let's take our final break. When we come back, we will hear segment 5 entitled
Life Beyond Death,
as narrated by a voice talent who will share with you a story about a young man who believed his coincidence was no doubt an omen. Stay tuned.
Just when you think you are safe from the world around you, you suddenly realize that no matter where you go, you are not alone. Welcome to Life Beyond Death. I believe in omens. I believe omens are real and can foretell our future, both good and bad. I mean, I've had several situations happen to me where an event would follow right after something occurred. Some people say it's nonsense that omens exist. If a black cat runs under a ladder or in front of your car, this indicates bad luck. If you make a wish on a falling star, your wish comes true. Some believe horseshoes bring good luck, while others believe cracked mirrors bring bad luck. Most people say that believing in omens is nothing more than the power of your thinking, may it be positive or negative. But who wishes for negative thinking other than it to be aimed at someone else? I am not so sure about the power of thinking. I mean, how many coincidences can someone have before you start to think otherwise? Here is why I believe omens can foretell our future. When a string of events happens, do you pay attention or do you simply ignore them? Depends. I will never forget a string of events that happened to me 5 years ago. One day, I was sitting at my favorite fishing spot when a flock of birds flew over me. As I looked up, one of them decided to let one go, and its doo-doo hit me right in the face. Most people would say that the chances are pretty good that when a flock of birds fly over you, one of them is probably going to have its moment. However, that evening, I played the lottery and won $100. Obvious coincidence or omen? A few days later, I was walking down a sidewalk and saw a man walking under one of those large construction ladders. I thought to myself, don't do that. Something bad will happen to you. He no sooner than attempted to cross the street when a car came from around the corner and hit him. Okay, was that merely a timing issue, or was there something more to it? A month after that, I was outside, lying on top of my car, looking at the stars, when I saw two of them stream across the sky. What are the chances that you will see two falling stars together? I shut my eyes and made two wishes. My first wish was that my wife and I would move back to my home state, and my second wish would be that we would buy our dream home. 2 weeks later, my wife was terminated from her job, but was notified by a friend who lived in our home state that a job became available. She applied and got the job. I was able to transfer with my job. My second wish was that we had enough money to purchase our dream home after the sale of our current home. Most people think both of these situations were nothing more than a coincidence, the power of positive thinking sent out into the universe. I don't think my wife losing her job is the result of positive thinking. However, what followed was. And what are the chances that I was able to transfer back home to a similar job with no pay cut? And our dream home? Well, some might argue this is something a person has control over. I'm not so sure about that. We sold our home above and beyond what we were asking for, giving us the opportunity to purchase a home of our dreams. Finally, one more story. You know when you get that gut feeling that something bad is about to happen to you, but you try and block it from your mind? I usually don't pay attention to numbers, but I pay attention to the numbers 666. 666 indicates a sign of warning or the devil. It just so happens that when I went to make a purchase at a store, the final sale of my items came to $6.66. At first, I pondered if I should buy something else to change the sale, but ignored my paranoia. On my way home, I had two flat tires. Are omens the result of the power of our thinking? Or could they be an indicator of coincidental circumstance? I believe most omens are signs from a higher power. The universe has its own way of presenting to us warnings that most of us simply do not pay enough attention to. What earthbound experience might you encounter before you realize that there may be life beyond death?
All right, gentlemen, we've got to come up with a radio ad for The Calling. Ideas?
How about something with lights and dancing?
It's a radio ad.
And we could hand out muffins!
How about you guys?
We have some great ideas!
Shut up! Its ideas are stupid!
Not listening! I'm not listening!
Guys, not helping.
Well, I don't think the content matters, as long as it features me. Oh, boy!
Then you could be riding a sailboat.
Really?
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt, but what if we just let the information speak for itself instead of using some crazy gimmicks?
We could have a petting zoo!
The Calling, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Central, only on Parax.com.
One More Day, a reflection poem in tribute of my father who recently passed away. My name is Dr. Kelly Renee Knutson-Schutz. I am the first daughter, second oldest, of several siblings. My siblings and I would agree that we have been fortunate to have loving parents, gifted and talented lives, and blessed with nieces, nephews, and cousins. Over the years, my intimate moments with my father involved eating together at a restaurant, going to his childhood farm, and sitting outside on the steps by his house while he shared with me memories of his life. As we sat on the steps and stared out at a lifeless property, once very grand in its day, we would talk about the 200-plus-year-old oak tree that remained in the middle of the field, as well as the 100-plus-year-old barn. He would tell me the property had seen its better days. During our moments together, I would interview him. Although I collected a book full of thoughts and memories, my final interview question I needed to ask him before he passed allowed me the opportunity to write this reflection poem. The question I had asked him was, "If you had one more day, how would you want to spend it?" To my surprise, his answer wasn't anything that I had expected. I was almost certain he would say it would be spent hunting, fishing, dressing a duck, goose, or chicken, or picking berries behind his childhood home. However, what he told me was that if he could have one more day, he would have his family surrounding him, which became a reality, although I was unable to be there when he passed. Knowing this would happen, I told him that I would be writing a poem for him. He told me he would be here to listen to it, and so here I am, holding him to his promise. My reflection poem is entitled, "One More Day, Through the Eyes of My Father." As a child, if I had one more day, I would go back to being a child again so I could relive the days I felt were the best of my life. I would ride my bicycle around my neighborhood, climb a tree, jump in the water, fly a kite, catch a snowflake on my tongue, or build the largest snow fort ever. If I had one more day, I would lie on the grass under a shade tree and watch the clouds float by. In the evening, I would lie on top of the hood of my car and watch a falling star stream across the sky while making wishes. If I had one more day, I would go exploring in the woods, pick up an interesting-looking rock, hold a frog in my hand, go pheasant hunting, or sit by a lake and fish for crappies or bullheads. If I had one more day, I would gather up a bag of black walnuts with my dad, help my mother make her famous baked beans, or visit my grandparents more often. As a teen, if I had one more day, I would take my education to the next level and become an accountant, play more sports in school, or participate in a school play. As an adult, if I had one more day, I would play fetch with my dog, listen to my favorite music, especially Johnny Cash and Elvis, go bowling with some of my buddies, or play a round of cards with my best friend, Martin. As a husband, if I had one more day, I would ask my wife to go out on a date more often, dance the night away at the Cato Ballroom, and have a few drinks. As a father, if I had one more day, I would go hunting with my boys, teach my daughters how to avoid flirtatious men, and tell their sweethearts they simply were not good enough. If I had one more day, I would load up the Christmas tree with presents, just so I could sit back and watch the expressions on my kids' face, thinking that their wishes really did come true. As a daughter, if I had one more day with my dad, I would show him the finished product of my book that I would be writing about him, pointing out to him that he had more life achievements than he had thought. We would look back and laugh at some of the oddest memories we shared together in life while simply letting our anxieties go. Finally, I hope this reflection poem allows you the opportunity to gather your thoughts about what is important to you in your life, and most importantly, help you to think about how you would spend your last moments if you had one more day.
Listening at home, at work, or anywhere. Thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Be careful what you wish for.
And now, a sneak preview of what is yet to come for a new segment called An Interview with Mildred. Our guest today is Mildred. She is a ghost. Thank you, Mildred, for joining us. How are you today?
I'm crabby.
Mildred, it appears to me that you have made quite an impact on your audience. I'm getting way too much fan mail for you, and I can't keep up sending out your picture. I mean, your picture is blank, but on the other hand, they want to see what you look like. That's what you look like. Some people have asked me to pass along a few questions for you. Are you game for a few questions?
Who wants to know? Oh, bring it on.
Okay, question number one. If you could give something of yours away, what would it be?
Where's Maynard?
Question two. At what age did you first notice that you had an ability to talk to live human beings?
I think it was probably around the age of 150 years old.
150 years old? Come on, Mildred. I don't think ghosts age after they die, and it seems like that's a very long time ago.
Well, in human years, it was probably more like 10 years old.
What did you pass away from?
You know you can't ask me that. However, I think they may have printed my departure from Earth in the newspaper, and from what I gather, I passed away from something called Scarletta Fever.
I think you mean Scarlet Fever. What was the name of the newspaper?
I believe it was called the Daily Gossip.
How do you choose your, I guess I won't say victim or person, when you want to reach out or make contact with him or her?
I have no preference. Usually I throw something across the room to get their attention.
Doesn't that usually scare them?
Sometimes. I particularly like to see how high someone will jump into the air or how fast they might run out of a room.
What is your philosophy on life?
My philosophy?
No, philosophy.
My philosophy is that everyone should make the most out of each day, because when you die, sometimes you miss the ones you love.
Well, that's kind of short, simple, and sweet. Do you have any wisdom for those of us who are unsure about how to communicate with their loved ones who have departed?
Wisdom? Oh, this is a hard question. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
All right, how about something easier then? What is your favorite pastime?
Well, that's easy. Picking on Maynard.
How about your favorite color?
Whatever Maynard likes.
Oh, let's get into something a little bit more challenging here. How about your favorite number?
Number? Oh, that would be 7.
Why the number 7?
Because this is the age of Maynard, and I like Maynard.
Wouldn't that make you a cradle robber if you were 10 when you died and he's only 7?
Oh, are we done yet? Blah, 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 cradle robber, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, well, that concludes our brief interview with Mildred today. Stay tuned, everyone, as Ghoulish Chatterbox will eventually be developed and will take its place on the airwaves.
Thank you for joining us this evening. Dr. Schutz welcomes your emails and paranormal stories. Visit her website at www.paranormaluniversalpress.com for contact information, or go to amazon.com to view her books, searching under Paranormal Encounters. Thanks for listening. Take care. And until next time,
be careful what you wish for.
The script, vocal talent, and music compositions in this podcast program are copyrighted. As a disclaimer, this podcast episode or parts thereof may not be reproduced, reposted, or transmitted in any form without the express permission from the producer and company, Paranormal Universal Press, LLC, or Para-X Radio Network. Any opinion or claim made in any podcast episode by the host or guest does not necessarily represent the viewpoints of Paranormal Universal Press, LLC, Para-X Radio Network, or its sponsors. Properties mentioned in any podcast are publicly known to be haunted or have been discovered to have unexplained occurrences. If you are a ghost seeker, please take precautions and respect people's properties by not trespassing.
millions of people are affected by the Para-X bug.
I realize that it is something that will stay with me for the rest of my life and long into the afterlife as well.
If you have the Para-X bug, there is hope.
With a nightly visit to the Para-X website and intensive past life regression therapy, I can control it.
Even with the Para-X bug, I can still lead an active life of radio show hosting, paranormal investigating, evidence checking, attending conferences, book writing, keeping up with the latest technology, and still keep my 40-hour-a-week day job.
If you think that you have the Para-X bug or know someone who might, visit para-x.com. And remember, you are not alone.
I am not alone.
I
am not alone.
The Para-X bug may cause the urge to chase shadow people, visit exotic haunted locations, adopt a pugwudgie, or spend all of your time trying to figure out the laws and principles of paranormal investigation. Listening to Para-X may increase these effects.
Sudden visions of full-body apparitions or feeling the covers being pulled off you in the middle of the night by unseen hands may also be signs of exposure to the Para-X bug.
The use of Para-X may be habit-forming, and an overwhelming desire to provoke spirits may be a serious side effect. If these symptoms last more than 4 hours, you should quickly consult a trusted witch and have her cast a "What the hell are you thinking?" spell on you. If symptoms persist, please contact the Para-X Radio Network Homeland Security Team for further instructions.
The Para-X bug may cause urges for late-night speaking with spirits and ghosts. Listening to Para-X may increase these effects. Overwhelming desire to try provoking a spirit may be a serious side effect. Those with Para-X bug effects lasting more than 4 hours should consult Para-X or see a professional. Sudden outbursts at the mention of orbs may be a sign of exposure to the Para-X bug. Use of Para-X may be habit-forming. Use caution when engaging in Para-X chat.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.